From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council unanimously adopts a tough new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to its September 3rd nuclear test of a possible hydrogen bomb. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to this and talks about it to the council.
These are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea. They give us a much better chance to halt the regime's ability to fuel and finance its nuclear and missile programs. But we all know these steps only work if all nations implement them completely and aggressively.
And if fully implemented, the new sanctions would cut a third of North Korea's oil imports, which Haley called the lifeblood of its efforts to build and deliver a nuclear weapon. The resolution will also reduce by more than half the country's gas, diesel, and heavy fuel oil imports while completely banning the import of natural gas and other oil substitutes. 16 years after the United States launched its war on terror, there are nagging concerns that aspects of the war have not gone well. And when it comes to the battle of ideas, some experts and officials say that the U.S. may be losing. Current and former U.S. officials say the failure to counter narratives that help fuel groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State is not due to a lack of effort, but so far they admit the results have not been good. Initially, U.S. officials placed much of their hope on a military victory against Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, reasoning that once the terror group's self-declared caliphate crumbled, so would the group's appeal. We'll have more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of the Florida Keys may be unable to go home for weeks to see for themselves the havoc left behind by Hurricane Irma. The Keys were the first part of Florida slammed by the powerful hurricane Sunday morning. The winds and storm surges swept over the island chain, wrecked roads and bridges, and swept homes and cars aside. VOA's Slatissa Hook has more.
Hundreds of power emergency trucks were dispatched Monday to restore electricity to neighborhoods left without power in the aftermath of the storm.
Utilities from all over the country are headed down there, and I think as far up as Canada as well.
Really?
So there are tens of thousands of utility workers that right now are mobilizing from across the country and going down to help with restorations.
The western coast was spared the worst, but strong winds damaged many houses and trees.
I tell you, it brought me to tears to see the trees down, to think how many years they've been around, and Mother Nature is taking care of them so well, and to see so many trees down.
On her way to Florida, Irma wreaked havoc in the Caribbean. Almost all of the homes were destroyed on the island of Barbuda.
The United States Supreme Court issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It was expected to remain in effect while the full court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of days. Had the Supreme Court not acted, an appeals court decision lifting part of the ban on refugees would have gone into effect Tuesday. If there are further challenges to the refugee ban, Kennedy said that they should be filed to the nation's highest court by noon Tuesday. The Trump administration made an emergency application to the Supreme Court Monday. Tuesday marks the start of a month-long voluntary vote that could eventually legalize same-sex marriage in Australia. As many as 16 million Australians will receive a mail-in ballot asking them to vote either yes or no on the issue and mail it back November. If a majority of the ballots are marked yes, Parliament will then follow through with a formal vote in December. The Brazilian government has opened an investigation into the deaths of 10 members of an uncontacted indigenous tribe, allegedly at the hands of gold miners. Authorities said the prosecutor's office in the Amazon state near the Colombian border opened an investigation after learning that the miners had bragged about killing members of an unidentified tribe. The National Indian Foundation said some of the prospectors have been detained for questioning. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.